We're back.
Welcome back.
Now we're back
to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill Podcast. I'm your co-host, Bonds. Well, the sleepy Charles Barkley. I don't know where Vivi is.
She's probably off licking her nuts somewhere.
She doesn't have nuts.
Your animals all fucking just.
What's new with me?
Can't
okay.
Stop well, munching on their
week.
Bodies.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. What's new
lucky
with?
Lucky we still had it. We had
Michael
we had
came in here with his damn dogs out. I smell garbage.
You're right.
And it's literally his feet.
No, it's not. I took a
like hot garbage in here.
You're
now.
Right. I took a shower before.
I just burned incense, and now you're sticking it up in your feet.
She burns incense and goes, "What smells like garbage in here?
It's your freaking dogs out."
Fucking.
What's that with you, Michael?
I gotta mute her because she's gonna fucking chomp. This is a fucking chomp house with the worst noises in the entire fucking world. Trying to fucking came in here and then some work stuff came up and then everyone's fucking chomping on their bodies and Bonnie's slopping on Twizzlers and then burping super fucking loud when I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to have a conversation with one of my assistant editors trying to problem solve something in the background. You got a little. So. You're gonna sit there and munch, the loud munching.
Michael, have you ever did something and you're like you forgot where you were and you did something?
No,
because really
I'm present, Bonnie.
Reminds me of the time I belched really loud at a Del Taco in Palm Desert.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. It was after camping for my birthday. It was that one of my birthday trips to Palm Springs, and we stopped at Del Taco, and I was so hungry. And we ordered a bunch of food. It was like breakfast time. And I just like ate so much food. And then I was just like, bah! And Michael Mente looked at me. And it was like morning, breakfast time, lots of people in there. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot where I was. I thought I was still at the campsite. My bad.
Real slob. It's a real slob. There's not a whole lot.
It kind of fit right in Palm Desert, you know?
Not a whole lot that's new for me, Bonnie. Just,
What's new, Michael? What's new? What's going on? What are you doing?
I'll tell you what. The next couple of weeks is going to be just nothing but a fucking nightmare.
Why?
Tomorrow morning.
What happened?
Wisdom tooth getting pulled.
Oh.
My top right wisdom tooth yanked. Next Friday, go to the dentist.
Oh, I got the
bottom right yanked.
Why aren't you doing them all at once?
Because they won't. They don't do that. They won't do them at once anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Did we already talk about this? I don't know.
No.
Because at least the way that my dentist has explained it, the way that like insurance won't, they would have done top and bottom at the same time, but I have to go to two different dentists. One of them is just going to get pulled out. And the other one is coming in at such a weird angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely got to get cut out. Like they just going to have to cut the tooth is out. They just going to have to cut it into pieces to pull it out.
Boof. Oh yeah. My dentist said that's like worst case scenario. They have to like chip it like an egg or something.
Right, yeah. Because it's coming in and it's pushing against the teeth. It's coming in at an angle.
Yikes.
So likely they would have done them both on the same time if it was the same dentist, but it's not. And so they will only do one side of work at a time.
Hmm.
Because the idea is they're like, this way, because of the nature of what we're doing, we still want you to be able to functionally be able to eat.
I would have been like,
Yeah, so, yeah, they're...
I'm actually, this is part of my weight loss plan, is getting my teeth taken out, because I'm not going to eat, and I'm going to be so skinny.
Yeah, so, I get the one tomorrow.
Stock up on Ensures, Michael.
Tomorrow morning, and then...
Protein powder.
Yeah, next Friday,
You're going to blend all your foods?
Yep, I'm going to just, everything's going to be
suck
just mushy.
Back. Michael's
no,
going to blend
no, I can't
his...
suck it. You can't suck it back when you get your wisdom teeth. Yeah, you can't. I don't know if you've had a tooth pulled recently. You can't, Bonnie. You can't suck things down.
I don't know if you've had a tooth pulled out recently.
Yeah, they can't.
Do you remember when I hocked a loogie full of blood out front? You don't remember that?
No.
I got my fucking wisdom tooth pulled out. You really don't remember anything.
Holes in the brain.
Good grief! That was this year. That was in January.
Also, like, why would I remember about you getting?
Because
your
we went hiking after, and you're like, "That's disgusting."
Yeah, I blocked it from my memory because it's really gross. So, yeah, you can't suck on straws.
I know that. You get dry socket. Hello?
Then why are you saying I'm going to suck on things? I'm not going to suck back anything.
Because it was a joke. You're going to suck back your fucking sausage breakfast glizzies that you blend up. with your fucking hamburger Gesa helper and your fucking sodium, whatever the hell you eat, Michael. What else, Michael?
I've just been sleeping like shit.
Oh.
Which sucks because I'm trying to be, I mean, I'm just so tired like throughout the day. It's hard to, you know, like trying to work and then you want to do other things. I'm still, you know, language learning, trying to do other things.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I am actually.
Oh.
That's. Do you not remember the song I sent you? I got a fucking Swedish playlist. I probably didn't open it. What?
You opened it. When did you send it?
You commented on it.
Oh.
It was the one where I said it sounds like a fun song that would be fun to be like bouncing around in New York to.
Oh. Oh, was that when I was gone?
No.
Because I think it sounded like something else.
Yeah, it said it sounded like that one New York song.
Oh, yeah. I had like a beat that sounded like...
Yeah.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah.
I have the voice of
but
an
it
angel.
Was, People I have a Swedish told playlist. Me, Michael,
I have the voice of an
yeah,
angel.
Yeah, no, nobody ever said that.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, right. So I've been listening to the Swedish playlist when I'm at the gym now.
Worka, making your meatballs, singing your songs.
Yes.
I can imagine you doing that.
It's not traditional Swedish music. It's just, it's all Americanized music, but it's just Swedish. But they're all borka, borka.
Borka, borka with the oomps, oomps.
Well.
So sounds like fun.
And I just started listening to a book to teach me how to read faster.
Oh. So
I read slower than slow kids.
Are you sure?
I'm a very slow reader. But yes, that's what I'm trying to.
Michael's practicing learning how to read.
Yeah, I know, and I got grammar books. I'm basically back in fourth grade.
Wow, are you gonna have a graduation ceremony when you're done with all your books, Michael?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I got to pass all the tests, and we all know that's probably not gonna happen.
Oh, you gotta take tests?
No.
Oh, speaking of tests, I have midterms coming up. I have a midterm tomorrow.
I guess we're on to you now. What's new with you, Bonnie?
I got a midterm tomorrow. Hey. You
know, midterm.
I missed the midterm on Monday.
I went to my teacher Monday. And I was like, I'm just real scared I'm going to fail. What can I do to make sure I pass?
No.
How am I going to pass this class? How am I ever going to pass this class?
Gross. No.
He's like, I want you to burp real loud on my balls.
Michael, always have to be nasty. Ah! That's not how I burp, Michael.
That's how you burp when there's balls jiggling around your mouth.
Gross, Michael. Can you not? So what's new with me? I have a midterm tomorrow.
Yeah, for the millionth time. We get it. You have a midterm tomorrow.
And then I think we're on spring break next week. I haven't looked at the damn calendar. I don't know. But he said something about spring break. I don't have class on Saturday, so I'm going out with Corel on Friday because we got to catch up before she goes to fucking Asia for 3 weeks, she said. She's going to be gone for 3 damn weeks.
Ooh.
So we're going to catch up. And I had the craziest dream last night. I woke. It was so vivid that I was somewhere. And then all of a sudden I was like making out with David Spade. David Spade was there and we were mucking out. It was so vivid. I woke up and I was like, what in the I didn't even watch anything with David Spade in it yesterday.
You didn't watch like Tommy Boy and get all hot
no,
and bothered from.
I didn't. I watched the latest. I watched Dave Attell's special on Netflix, which is really good.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely watch it. I love him.
He's really funny.
I've loved him for so long.
I saw him live with him, Lewis Black, and Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When?
Really? Oh, it was a long time.
Holy
ago.
Shit. Mitch Hedberg's been dead for a while, huh?
This must have been like.
Wow, that's like legendary.
2000, maybe like 4-ish.
Wow.
I remember we...
Here?
No, it was in Atlanta.
Oh, shit.
I went with a friend and we did the classic. This is back... I don't know if you guys remember a drink called Fruitopia.
A drink?
Yeah, it was like... It was just like fruit drinks. It was like, you know, when that
like
fruit
alcohol?
Drink... No, it wasn't. So we went to the like gas station. We poured out half of it and then filled the other half of it with, you know, vodka.
I've never heard of that.
Fruitopia? You don't remember Fruitopia?
There's a gum called Zootopia, right?
Right. Or no. Fruit Stripe is what you're thinking
of. Oh.
But like, so we did that and we were walking around Centennial Park.
The Olympic, where the bomb happened.
Yeah, the Olympic Park. We were walking around there just chugging these because I think we may have been underage. So it may have been 2003 before my birthday.
Wow.
Or 2002. Could have been 2001 for all I fucking know.
Brain holes.
Yep. And so, yeah, we got like pretty lit up and then we went and just...
Randomly? Or were you plans?
We had tickets. Oh. And so, and then we went and because the it's at a venue called the Tabernacle, which is right next to the park. So we were just hanging out, just drinking. And we went and there, Tabernacle. It's a converted church into a venue. It's really cool.
Nice. His special great takes
acoustics.
His he did a special at Cobb's Comedy something or other in San Francisco. Apparently, that's like one of his favorite places. And it was pretty good, pretty entertaining. So I would
highly recommend.
Yeah, I watched that, but I don't understand where David Spade got into the equation, and I think part of the problem was I did take an edible last night and I put myself to bed really early because I was so tired yesterday. I don't even know. Oh, I think it's because I didn't pass out till like close to midnight the night before, and I had to get up at like when I have to go in the office, I get up at like 5:15, 5:20. Get ready, take him for an hour walk, and then I go to work. So I was kind of dragging ass yesterday. So I came home, had dinner, had a little bit. Like, I cut them into little, basically fourths. It's 10 milligrams in four, divided by four.
2.5.
So, yeah, not a lot at all. Right, which literally had, it was just chill before. I don't know what is going on now, but this shit gets me so fucked up. I just had a little square, and I got some. I got so high, I go to bed, it's like 9, I get in bed, and I start watching TikToks, and I just like lost my mind over this fucking TikTok of this goddamn senior dog that was getting run over by all of his little dog brothers and sisters. So funny. I was literally crying, tears, like snotting. It's the funniest thing. I'll have to post it on the Instagram if I hadn't already.
Just real quick, this is the audio. This is the audio I get from her when she sends it to me.
Michael, I laughed so hard I cried, and now I can't breathe. It's so funny.
Wheezing for sure.
This is the fucking shit she sends.
I was wheezing so hard. Oh my god, it was so. Tell me that wasn't funny.
No, it was.
I was dying. It was, the poor like, little guy.
I was like, yeah, it's funny. And then she keeps sending these. She's like, wee 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 wee.
Because I would think about it, and then I would just laugh so hard all over again. Because. He's just an old dog and he just wants to get his treats or whatever, and he's getting run over by all the younger dogs.
And then he finally just like goes out and he's like, he's bark, bark.
Like, burr, like, give me my damn treats. Stop running me over. I'm a person too. It's very relatable. Yeah. Anyways, I ain't got shit going on. Yeah, so gonna watch. What do we watch? Mark,
Dark
what do we watch?
Waters.
I talked about it last episode. This was my inspo for getting on the Roosevelt Tramway on my recent trip to New York.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was PG-13. All right, no bubbas.
Well, I felt like there's a bathtub scene, but...
Yeah, it's got... What's her name? Jennifer Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly's in this. She
is... Mega babe.
Gorgeous.
She's definitely one of those Hollywood folk that is aged... Very
she just
well.
Gets better and better.
Yeah, she just like one of my friends used to babysit her kids.
Really?
Yeah.
2005 horror mystery Dark Water.
Yep.
Starring Jennifer Connelly, DuGray Scott, which I think I remember this guy being kind of a babe back in the day.
Oh, John C. Reilly's in it?
John C. Reilly. Tim Roth also. This guy got a good cast. Pete Postlethwaite.
Cameron Manheim.
Yeah, look at DuGray Scott.
Yeah.
More like, no. Do meet. Wait, not anymore.
No.
back in the day, maybe, but not, I don't know. He's looking a little like a ham sandwich and not in a good way. So, let me look at the synopsis. A mother and a daughter, still wounded from a baby, from a bitter custody dispute, hole up in a rundown apartment building where they are targeted by the ghost of a former resident. What a bum. He can't afford two bedrooms. Freaking bum.
You can't. You don't have a two-bedroom.
I don't need one. It's just me and my animals. Jennifer Connelly's looking pale and gorgeous.
Yeah.
That guy's pretending to have an American accent. I have this knack for being able to tell accents, and I also have a knack for figuring out geographical locations in photos or videos.
You what?
That's like my stupid human trick.
You can pick out accents?
I can pick out. I always hear accents. Well, and
like,
I can always
like,
pick.
What do you mean you always hear accents?
Like I can tell when someone's trying to cover up.
Oh, that's okay. I was like, when somebody has a southern accent, I can tell.
No, like when they're trying to cover up their accent with a different.
Some British people, it's like they can do a really good job, but then every now and again, like the R's always slip through.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes they get a little too hard with the R.
Michael, that's the tramway.
That one?
They're on the tramway, Michael.
Hard R's.
I guess it said Seattle, but this is in New York.
Yeah, it even says Roosevelt Island. Maybe that's what they're... Just watch the movie. How about that? Well, maybe you don't know what's going on in the movie.
What? I remember this.
This movie takes place in Seattle?
I think it said that, but that's the... When I looked up the location, it said that it's New York City. That's the island. Yeah, maybe they were just meeting in Seattle. You saw that in the beginning, right? Where it said Seattle and blah, 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 blah at the bottom.
This frog-looking guy. It looks like a turtle without a shell.
Whoa. There's stuff there now where that construction was.
Does it look
That's
different?
The Queens Bridge.
Does it look... Oh, Bonnie's going to give us a little tour of New York through this movie.
I should have taken a bike. I fucked up because there's like an old... There's like hospital ruins on the island, and I bookmarked it, but I wasn't paying attention because I was getting irritated by the fact that I couldn't get on any of the ferries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I guess I'll just fucking go back. I should have rented a bike and rode around so I could go see those damn hospital ruins because they look pretty spooky.
Pop some wheelies.
Those bikes are fun.
Is Roosevelt Island full of just poor people that belong in the circus?
I think they have like I saw a banner on a apartment building that was like sign up for the lottery. They have like housing lottery.
Oh.
And then you can like get rent stabilized apartments if you get picked.
Oh.
Like people sign up and they could be on the list for forever, but when one becomes available, you get it, and either income based or it's rent stabilized. But they're not like run down or anything. There's just like apartment buildings and like a little bit of like, there's like a coffee shop and like a couple restaurants where I was. I don't know if there's more towards the other end, but I don't think there's a whole lot. Like you would, if you really wanted to go somewhere, you'd have to like take the tram or the ferry. John C. Reilly.
I know, it's crazy to think like that guy was in like so many like serious movies and like
He's good at being serious and silly.
But he's kind of goofy in some of those serious movies. But he's just an overall good actor.
That guy's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Weird names.
Sessie sounds a little too much like sexy. That's inappropriate for a kid.
But when she turns 18, she can make a mighty fine stripper.
Shut up.
Sessie. Coming to the
stage. I don't
stage.
Like that for a kid. It's weird.
Yeah, this guy has a look. A little creep. He always got John C. Reilly to be very disarming. Oh, that's weird.
What happened?
She just got trapped in the elevator. Uh-oh. Things are already starting to get weird.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Vec is watching. I swear to God, if something pops out. If this movie's just full of jump scares, I'm not going to like it.
Michael, you need to relax.
No, I can't. It's something I just can't do.
It's a whole lot of rain.
It rains a lot in New York.
This film was directed by Walter Salles and written by Rafael Iglesias.
Oh.
It's a remake of the 2002 Japanese film of the same name. Oh, we should have watched the Japanese version.
Oh.
Which was inspired by the short story Floating Water by Koji Suzuki, who also wrote The Ring Trilogy. Woo!
Oh.
Small world. The release date was July 8th, 2005, and at the box office, Michael?
$5,000.
What? Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer, Michael?
30 mil.
44.4 to 49.5 mil. Filming locations, Roosevelt Island.
New York.
Toronto. Syosset, New York.
New York!
And Chandler Valley Center Studios in Panorama City,
Los Angeles.
Wow, the film made $10 million, which is 39% of the movie's total gross on its opening weekend. It went on to make $25.5 million in the U.S. and between $18.9 million and $24 million in the international box office, adding up to the amount that I said. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's got a 47% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, so maybe it's legitimately scary. I mean, it's got a good cast. I kind of find it hard to believe that
it's
it would be
a good movie.
That it would be too bad.
Jesus. He's hitting it with his keys.
Another creepy kid in a movie.
I don't know if you want to smell the river. Michael.
Technical difficulties.
Michael has one job and yet doesn't seem to do it.
Well, for the listeners, it'll be as though no time had passed, but in real time, 30 seconds went by and
we were down.
It popped off for a second. That's weird.
It's a very gray day in New York, Michael.
Man, I bet.
Wait, I got a gun. Let's go to a Broadway show. You know, I put that quote on Facebook, and uh-huh. one of the ladies that I met, because all the ladies that I was on that trip with
uh-huh.
in Ireland, we added each other on Facebook. So one of them was like, "I hope you had fun." She got a notification that was my birthday, so she made a comment that was like, "Have fun on your birthday now that you're packing some heat or something." I'm like, "Does she know that I'm joking? That's a quote Wayne's for World? Wayne's yeah. World?" I don't know. But it was pretty funny.
Dude, Wayne's World is such a good fucking movie.
Hell yeah.
When I was in high school, there's a time where I would come home from school like, and I just watch that every day.
Oh, shit. Whoa. She go on the rooftop?
Those gross fucking water things. No, the little
water
kid.
Water towers. They're not gross.
Yeah, they're fucking cesspools. They're fucking disgusting.
They're pretty to look at. I don't think they're used anymore, right? Oh, there's a backpack right there. What the heck? Oh, this is kind of like reminiscent of, remember that chick that jumped into the thing?
Oh, yeah, the L.A.
At the Cecil?
The little girl's name is Cece? Cecil?
Wait a second. When did that happen?
I was like 10 years ago, right? It was like 2014 or something.
Oh, that's interesting. This movie came out in 2005, and that was kind of weird foreshadowing.
Uh-huh.
Because that Elisa Lam, her thing happened in 2013. It's
weird.
Eerily.
Similar.
Yeah. Dark, dingy building, goes up on the rooftop, her bag's like on the ground. I think she might have left some stuff on the rooftop, but they found her inside the water tank or container.
This little kid's real uppity coming up on the roof.
Kids don't know. How can you leave this unlocked? There's no
railing here. It's totally
Almost had a dead kid. You know what the gnarliest part of that story, the Lisa Lamb story, is that she was in that tank. So she disappeared on like the 13th. They found her body on the 19th. In the meantime, the people are drinking the water.
Right.
And showering, the water.
Brushing their teeth.
And the water is not thus a good.
Yeah, with a rotting body.
Because there was, did you see that docuseries that was on Netflix and they were talking about how rancid the water was?
Yeah, people were talking about how.
Because her body was in there, Michael. Body was.
You're done.
They were drinking a body, Michael. I feel like this guy might be too old to be working that job. No offense.
Rude. It's weird. There's a so she found a brand new backpack on the roof of this building, but he's saying there's no kids in this building.
Interesting. Not anymore. Because it's probably dead in that container, and they're drinking their body water, Michael.
Gross. That's weird. This kid saw something. This kid's seen some shit.
Kids always see this.
And there's always the it's very shining, reminiscent of like this little kid that like sees some stuff, and then the groundskeeper maintenance. Okay, so we're back yet again. We're gonna have to do some research into, I don't know what's going on with this.
I mean, I'm gonna have to do some research, Michael. What a bitch. You can't drive a little to see your kid? Loser. Look at this. The elementary school there is one of the best in the
city, and it's practically next door, so all Ceci would have to do is walk. So she's talking about,
He's a typical deadbeat dad.
No, he's got a, listen, he's got a new lover who's in Jersey City, and he wants to stay.
So he's picking the lady friend over the daughter.
Yes.
It's a tale as old as time.
That's why her name is a good stripper name. Daddy issues. Pitbull movers, eh?
What a loser.
I bet Pitbull saw this mover sign and was like, yeah.
Inspo.
She's got a ghost friend. She specifically only wants to move in there because she wants that bag.
This guy's a stickler. Oh,
what? They're already moving in 4 days later? What? That's crazy.
They were ready to go. You got to be ready.
And this guy,
when you are looking for apartments there, freaking Shirley was like, were you looking for an apartment? And I'm like, Shirley, I can't move anytime soon. I'm not even done with school yet. I'm like, no, I'm not looking at apartments. Well, by the way, the thing is, when you have to have all your paperwork ready.
Yeah, like, this guy was talking about how they were doing all this stuff. All this like renovations and there and stuff, and it's only been 4 days.
I mean, how long does it take to clean up a place?
I don't know. It looked like a dump.
Well, when you live in Michael's place, it looked like a shit dump. Never gets clean. Yeah, literally.
Right. Yeah, right.
What's happening?
A little old to be bathing with mommy.
Skid marks in the toilet. Oh, those, I told you I had new neighbors that moved in that have a little kid. She's also pregnant. So they're going to have two kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's the people that used to live in the number 10 apartment on my building.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was crazy because she moved in, like when they moved in, she was pregnant and they had the kid. And then it just like, it all of a sudden it seemed like she, like I didn't see her for like a couple of months and all of a sudden, boop, pregnant again. It was crazy.
Well, two kids in a two bedroom.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just like the.
That's not bad.
This is one bedroom. No, well, I know, but I was saying like, oh yeah. I was gonna say though that kid, like it was just like, it was just bizarre because it was just like, it seems like the second pregnancy showed so quickly because it felt like that one kid was just born.
Oh.
And then, but it was also funny because that kid got to a certain age and like you'd get home. And he'd be walking up the stairs, and it would just be like face planted on that big window, and it was just like its face was pressed up against the window as you're walking up, so you'd be like eye level with this kid, and it would just be staring. Oh, is this one of those things where it's going to be like we're going to see like ghost hands coming through her?
I don't know, Michael. Maybe you should watch it.
I am watching it. I'm also trying to...
And also watch the equipment, Michael.
I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Michael's very observant.
Ugh. Oh, my God. I'd fucking kill you. That's what's going to happen. I'm gonna, like, the mouth noises are going to get so bad for me that when I'm going to be 65 years old, I'm going to be that person that goes like fucking nutso in some sort of fucking restaurant because somebody's going to be like too close to me and they're going to be like, and I'm just going to fucking, I'll shoot it up.
That one attorney that likes to talk really loud with his mouth full, like he's actively like chewing on something when he comes to someone's office and starts chatting with them. He fucking did it today. He came up to Shirley's desk and was like, you ever like have something to do and you don't want to do it, so you just want to walk around and do other stuff so you don't have to do it? Meanwhile, he's chewing on something, and I was like, I got up from my desk. I'm like, I can't be here. I got up and I went to the bathroom. I'm like, like I said, the older I get, the more I can't handle people loudly chewing, the mouth noises. Yeah. I can't. It really makes me sick. Like, makes my stomach just do a flip-flop. Hey, remember that chick?
Cameron Manheim.
Yeah. She's still alive, right?
Yes. What makes you think that she wouldn't be still alive, Bonnie?
Because she's older?
Cameron Manheim was, like, one of the hottest, like, TV actors for, like, a long time, from what I remember.
Wasn't she on Roseanne or something?
And she was in, you remember a little TV show called The Practice?
No.
Oh. Well, with...
Oh.
Dylan McDermott.
Ooh, hubba hubba.
Little kids doing little kid things. She's going to leave her kid and she's going to go home and cry. Well, well, well. Is this guy like putting... All right, here's your... All right. Accent detector. Is he putting on an accent or hiding an accent?
He's putting on like a German accent or something. Making noise over there, Michael?
I'm not making noise.
Are you farting or is that your phone?
My phone.
Gonna have to cut that out in post.
You're
always
right.
Have to edit Michael's toots.
You're right. You wish. Oh, Friday's a holiday.
What is it?
If you don't know, then you have to work.
What?
It's Good Friday.
Every Friday is good, Michael. It's not a holiday.
It's Good Friday.
What does that mean? Oh, is this zombie Jesus?
Yeah, it's Good Friday because everyone celebrates because they fucking killed Jesus. It's a good day, you know what I mean?
Sounds like a fantastic story to me, Michael.
Yeah, well, gets me out of work and I get paid for it, so.
You get the day off?
Yeah.
I wonder if we have it off. I don't think anyone said anything.
You should. Most people usually do, like... Good Friday is like it's a religious holiday.
Oh, no one.
Such
said
as like
anything.
There's like I know that when I was working at the studio, there's like.
Well, I would think Good Friday. That's like a Catholic holiday, right?
Yeah.
LA is mostly Jews, no.
Yeah, but they still take it off. But then, like.
Lexington, I've been at that station.
Oh wow. A paint job, but the yeah. The bedroom ceiling.
Is this guy supposed to be the broker or what?
He's like the manager of the building. What if John C. Reilly is the ghost in this movie? I'll tell you right now, for a movie that's got all these like things, it's a real slow burn.
Michael, relax. Whoa. What's happening? It says porn film plays on TV. Where is she?
This is a super...
Oh, no. He's rubbing one out.
Also, why would you be listening to, like...
So loud.
Why would you be listening to porn, like, that full
blast? It's like
blast?
Your neighbor, yeah, that was right. Like...
Yeah, right?
I'm going to marry you,
yeah,
Linda.
I want to marry you. I want to marry you. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Janet.
Janice.
Gross.
Uh-oh, they're lovely. Giving her the runaround.
The classic runaround. Gotta love
he
it.
Says go to him. He says go back to the other
Everyone's
guy.
Everyone's passing the buck.
Uh-oh.
And guess what? The elevator's
already
being
fucked.
Wonky. I got a notification today that some people were stuck in an elevator close to our building.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Today, apparently, there was a crazed woman on the Disney lot that was wielding a knife, chasing people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, on the Disney. Wait.
Well, I guess it's technically it's Disney, but it's not. It's
Fox?
The Fox lot, yeah.
Oh, I got a notification for that, but I didn't look
Disney
at it.
Disney staff wielding knife on Fox lot taken into custody.
So it was someone that worked there? Or was this a person that just got on to the lot?
Well, I mean, technically, what is a Disney staffer per se? I don't know.
Someone employed by them? But
technically, I'm employed.
Wow. Anyone hurt? No.
I don't think so. I think it would have been bigger news if somebody was.
You know what I was thinking? With that bridge collapse, where was the Mothman?
Yeah,
he didn't predict that.
Yeah.
Mothman.
But maybe that was part of the...
They could have... And also, I'm really confused as to how the people... So I read something that said that the ship had said Mayday and let people know on the bridge to get off the bridge, and yet there were still people on the bridge, construction workers, I guess, that fell with the bridge. And I'm like, how did they not see... Like, how fast was that ship going? How did they not see that a ship was coming right towards the bridge and get off the bridge?
Did it happen at night? Yeah, it did happen at night. Yeah.
I guess the power went out, so they wouldn't have any lights.
Like the power went out, and then they were saying that like the boat was getting messages that it was all clear to do something or whatever. Like it was like, you know, somebody, you know, they're throwing the word hacked around.
Hacked.
Like the other system, unlikely. Like their sister, the boat system was just hacked. I don't know. I feel like there's still a lot
there's a cargo ship.
What are you, nuts?
I don't know. That seems unlikely. Ceiling's still leaking. What do you mean it's unlikely? Sounds like my landlord. Dude. I told them about my ceiling in January. And do you think I've gotten anything?
Look how gross this water is.
I think it's supposed to rain again this weekend, too. So
this water's
get my
pretty dark.
It
looks like she just poured coffee out.
Well, Michael, funny you say that. Because on the trivia for this movie.
Oh, it's coffee?
They used some soda for the liquid. And like a special gel.
Now she's got a headache after she dumped that water out.
It's really
may cause drowsiness.
Dark liquid.
It's dark water, if you will. I swear it's going to be jump scares.
Well, if the water comes out brown, we're going to have a problem.
Ooh, there's a weird ring that came through. Hair.
Ooh.
Oh, I wonder if that's what's happening with the water upstairs.
Whoa, this is like foreshadowing of what actually happened. Whoa.
What?
I bet there's got to be a Reddit thread about this. The coincidence between this story
and
what happened to Elisa Lam, who was she Korean?
Yeah, she was Asian.
This guy's got betting problem.
Uh-oh.
Typical man. He ain't doing shit.
Yeah, he's a...
He's got a gambling problem.
Right.
He's probably gambling her deposit.
It's definitely a slow burn.
It's building, though, Michael.
Is it?
It is.
If we're going to spend an hour and a half, like, with this weird, crazy buildup and...
A color dye usually used in concentrated gels for soft drinks was added to the water to turn it to a dark color. Oh. Flat and expired soda pop was also used for dark and filthy water.
Now she's dreaming about it.
Seeping into her dreams, literally. Literally.
But it's apparently giving her a headache. She seems like
she's got a migraine.
It's a lot of rainwater. Jeez.
Never seen it rain so much. Now she's hearing stuff.
I wonder if he's like... Because we know that there's a previous tenant that died, but maybe that's what John C. Reilly's covering.
There is an article. The eerie similarities between horror film Dark Water and Elisa Lam's death.
Look at that.
Somebody this is an article from 2021.
Wow, look at Bonnie put it together without even seeing the article. Look at that. Bonnie's a genius. Put it under...
Michael, sometimes I'm smarter than I look. Shut up.
She went to go knock on the upstairs apartment, and wouldn't you know it?
It's empty.
It's full of dark water.
Oof.
That's weird. There's going to be jump scares.
Many have pointed out that the film's most basic plot points mimic that of Elisa Lam's death, while with LAPD being led to the roof of the Cecil Hotel after guests complained of black tinted or dark water coming from their taps. Ooh,
gross.
Giving me the chills.
I mean, well, this is a little different because, like, right now she's in the upstairs apartment and the whole place is flooded with gross, disgusting dark water.
Poop water. Yeah, that little girl. Does she look familiar?
That's... Oh, they're talking about there's no kids in the... Ew. I'd immediately, if I opened that door... And I saw fucking disgusting black water coming out and flooding this whole place. I'd immediately call that super. She's also walking through this fucking water in her fucking shoes. I would like. Oh gross. God.
That's nasty. Oh no. Is there a body in the bathtub, Michael?
Why? But like somebody clearly came in and staged. Oh, okay. There's somebody.
Take it easy. Like, that guy isn't creepy. Yeah.
Dumb Billy.
Guy, she just moved in. How do you think she knows all these tards that live in the building? Wacky backy. I love it. Well, now he wants to fix the problem. Whoa. Yikes.
Okay.
Is that the way you want to do that?
There's got to be a better way to do this. This guy's literally just. I mean, I get it. You want to get to it, but like, Jesus Christ.
Also, what was that terrifying painting on the wall? That wasn't there when she moved in, was it?
No, the painting is it's like a little from a little kid. A little kid put it up in the bedroom.
Terrifying.
Well, well, well. This little kid. His mom's already neglecting her. She has to work till 5. Can't pick her kid up from school. What a deadbeat.
You better shut up.
Real deadbeat.
Whoa. You see what's on the ceiling? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
What was that? That was spooky. It looked like that sculpture I saw at the goddamn Guggenheim.
But they're talking about how her daughter is playing with imaginary friends at school all day.
That's normal. Hello.
No, she said it's not normal when there's real kids to play with, which means that she's
playing
with the
imaginary ones too, kid.
the ghost of that little girl, the Hello Kitty.
They're making friends. Who cares? What's the worst that could happen? She gets possessed?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. They're going to make...
She really wants that backpack. No one's claimed it yet. Allegedly. You know what? Some of my best material comes... After I've taken an edible.
Oh my God. Yeah, right.
I tweeted, it's all flirty fun and games until I'm waking up facing your back warts. I don't know why that just really made me laugh in my head. And so I'm like, let me.
Oh my God. Uh oh. Oh, she's hearing the whispers of the
back warts.
You're real funny, Bonnie.
I'm hilarious.
So she's singing the Itsy Bitsy Spider with a ghost. Charles, don't flop your head up like that. Don't leave me like that. Yeah. So mom hasn't made any friends.
You know what's funny? When we go to bed, he likes to lay like down on my side, and Vivi. Well, even when we're on the couch, he's like down on my side, and Vivi has to be up here with like her butt on his butt. Like she wants to like lay on me and him.
You weirdo.
When we're on the couch and when we're in bed. He'll allow it.
He likes butt stuff.
He hasn't gone after her in a little while, so.
It's only a matter of time before he had to, like, you know, he breaks down.
The thing that cracks me up is when it's like playtime when I get home in the afternoon and I start throwing his toy. And she comes fucking tearing out of the bedroom and she like chases him while he's chasing his toy. It's so funny. It's like she tries to do what he does. Yeah, she tries to mimic him. It's really funny.
She's not wearing a bra.
Hubba
Bubbles. Little kid is straight up.
Her daughter's talking
to
her friend. Let her be. I had an invisible friend.
You did?
Yeah. She was a gymnast.
Oh.
We used to do gymnastics on the laundry pole. I was obsessed. I wanted to be a gymnast so bad. I would call the studio, our local's gymnasium. What is it? Gymnastic place, and ask them like every week how much it would cost to take lessons, and then I would tell my parents, and then every time they'd be like, "It's too expensive. We can't do that. You're not gonna do that." I would call every week. I just wanted to do it so bad.
You should take adult gymnastics class. Yeah, so I can
fucking throw my back out and really cripple myself.
You should try it.
Is that a thing?
Sure. There's always, I mean.
Well, I feel like I would paralyze myself. Who the hell is that?
He's like the interim overnight guy, I guess. She's
looking at her butt. Because he's a pig.
Because she's a babe.
I was telling, when those people moved in.
Something scary is going to happen.
When those people moved in with the kid.
She's
going to
roll over and the kid's going to do something creepy.
Michael, relax. When I was telling Tati about the people moving in with the little kid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, great. This is going to ruin everything. I'm going to hear that freaking kid like yelling all the time. I really don't hear the kid.
Yeah.
And
it's probably just the
like
angry
she's like
that bang each other.
She's like this is my night. This is why I want to get a house, because I know Austin gets like so crazy. He starts stomping around the apartment, and I guess they live on the second floor, and she's always like telling him to knock it off, cuz he just gets rambunctious. He's a toddler. Yeah. She's like, I can't always, you know, contain him and make him not do that stuff. So she like, that's why she's like really trying to get a house. And she just started laughing. I'm like, what are they going to do? They have like a kid. It's a one bedroom place. Where the hell is the kid going to sleep? He doesn't even have his own room. She just started laughing. She's like, Bonnie, my baby sleeps in the room with me. She's like, the baby's going to sleep in the room with them. She's like, you just don't know what it's like to be a parent. I'm like, I know, but
also like you only have one bedroom.
I'm like, but I guess they're small enough. They don't need their own room.
Yeah, when there's certain.
He looks like he's like four or something. Whoa. Is this the apartment?
The upstairs
above her?
Apartment, yeah.
Someone's barfing in the toilet.
I don't want to see this person's face. It's going to look
weird.
She's
getting real close. That woman's been barfing. Yikes. Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's her mom.
Yeah. Clearly, she has some childhood trauma that she's
don't
never
we
dealt
all?
With.
I took a test. There's this fucking therapist on Instagram has this test that you can take to see how toxic your family is, and mine scored an 89 out of 100.
Oh, so.
And then
that was a dream.
And then my friend Alexia DM'd me on Instagram. She was like, "I got 90 something." I was like, "Shit."
Sounds like this test is for a bunch of whiners.
Excuse me?
Whiners.
Why are you saying we're whining? We're just talking about our test scores.
What was it again?
Maybe you should take the fucking test, Michael.
You don't know.
Oh, I know.
She scared her kid. She was having a nightmare about how her mom said she hated her and was barfing
in the
toilet.
See, this is why kids need their own rooms. Can't be having nightmares.
So I'm supposed to sit here and just like, mom's having fucking terrors.
But literally,
I'm just trying to sleep.
I don't hear the kid at all. Like sometimes in the morning when they leave or in the afternoon. But
when they lock it in its cage, it's like,
but I think
she's
inside a lot with, or they're gone a lot. But I just, he's not running around here.
Oh, not yet at least.
Not yet. But I know that baby's going to be making a lot of noise. And those weirdos over there, haven't heard a peep from them.
Well, now that they got a fucking...
They got a toddler running
next
around
door, they're
next
not
going to
have any of their loud fucking
sex parties.
Parties.
Oh, God. Man, this is a lot of rain.
She's just walking around talking on the phone all over the place.
Have you seen the new Razer flip phones that are out?
No.
There's like new Razer flip phones out.
Oh.
They look pretty cool, but I was reading the reviews and the reviews aren't really
that great.
They said that the Samsung flip is better than the Razer flip. The camera's better and the functionality. Oh, look, Tim Roth.
Yeah, you want to talk about a guy trying to hide his accent.
Yeah, that
and
guy.
Never
he does a lot of American
and
characters.
And he's never good at it. Like he's so bad at like hiding his fucking British accent. Who is this creepy little kid? Is she
like,
gonna
kid have a Band-Aid on its forehead?
Is she gonna?
Oh.
Is she gonna do?
What is it? Paper? Oh, she probably drew her friend, and it's gonna
be
spooky.
Be creepy.
Maybe not. Oh, it's normal.
uh-oh, she sees her mom, and so she's, the last thing that this little girl did was in 2011.
Wow.
It's crazy, just like little kid actors. Sometimes they keep it going, other times they just bail out.
Have you watched that docu-series?
No, I saw, like, it's, I feel like gnarly. It's one of those just like,
oh, I sent you that fucking, I sent you the story Amanda Bynes was walking around in Larchmont. She's so, there was a TikTok that was like, they were like comparing Amanda before her like shenanigans and like her like affect now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's like two different people.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's like a rumor, some like crazy rumor or like theory. Wait, no. Someone was, okay, on Gabby Lamb and Harper Rose Drummond's podcast, they were talking about that documentary, and they were talking about Amanda Bynes' secret Twitter account, which was the one that I was following before she blocked me. And they're like, that's the one she had during her conservatorship, and she would post crazy stuff on there, because I guess Harper Rose was following that one too. Like, everyone followed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she had posted at some point, she said, she tweeted on that account that she, that Dan Schneider had gotten her pregnant at 13 and she had a schmishmortion. And like, I guess that's kind of like the catalyst for her like getting into her issues or whatever, drugs and whatever. And I don't remember ever seeing that, but like now I can, because she blocked me when I wouldn't give her any more money. Which... that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, jeez.
Can't believe. I'm still like, I'm like, is there any way that wasn't her? But that was her. It's not like someone, I mean, I guess people could pose as her, but like, that was her account. Yeah. And I just had, and then Harper Rose just confirmed that that was her account. So it's like, it wasn't someone
pretending
to be her. That was actually her. Like, I actually gave Amanda Bynes money.
Jeez.
For Ubers, in quotes. She keeps posting about how, so she's went to school to be a nail tech, to do nails, and she's taken this fucking nail tech test like 3 times and she hasn't passed. Ooh. She posted her score the last time. She's like, I'm gonna study really hard and I'm gonna get it the next time. Like, damn, girl.
So sad when it's just like,
damn, girl.
Like,
I'm like, what is it? Do you think it's like, do you think the drugs that she did when she went on her bender like caused damage, or do you think she's just like medicated now? And
that was also something... just the, I think there's like with people that have like those like kind of drug issues and stuff like that, like the intent of like wanting to do better is there because they're in such a bad spot, but like they also don't do it. You know, it's like, I'm pretty sure she didn't study at all for any of those nail tech.
Oh, I don't believe that.
You know what I mean?
I think she studied. I think she's, I don't know. Just like her demeanor and stuff is just so weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's one of those things. So this little girl is saying that her ghost friend told her that the Hello Kitty bag is still there. This guy lied and said somebody came and picked it up.
Oh.
And she's like.
Oh, because he doesn't want her to have it.
I don't know why. I don't know what, like, why
he's
he'd have a reason.
Being a hater.
I don't know why if he'd have that reason, but like.
Because old men are haters.
Maybe
Michael.
Maybe he's protecting her because he knows who that bag does.
He
belong
said
to.
There's no kids in the building. So what?
No,
what
that
is
guy
it
didn't
hurt?
Say it. John C. Reilly said it. That's what I'm saying. Is I think this guy knows what's up,
no,
and he's protecting.
Old guy said that there was no kids in the building. No,
John C. Reilly said it.
Oh.
And so I think, and then now the girl, even the little girl, was saying something about how her mom said that she didn't like her or something. So like the ghost is telling her things because the ghost is infiltrating the mom.
I will say the apartment buildings on the island don't look anything like that, so they must have tore all those buildings down
or maybe that those buildings were the what's it called in Toronto.
Oh,
remember they were
true.
Filming in Toronto too.
Yeah.
Now she's all alone. It's definitely fucking, I mean, this movie's fucking slow as shit.
I like it.
What? What do you mean you like it?
I like it.
What do you...
It's spooky.
No, it's not.
Look at these hoodlums.
Boring as hell.
It's not boring.
It
it's
is.
Building.
Oh my God, it's been building for, I'm not even kidding you, for over an hour.
It's been an hour already? Are those kids that the super was talking about, maybe?
Yep. Look how big this fucking laundry room is.
It's huge.
That seems a little too big for a New York building.
It's a big building.
Yeah, well. I bet she's going to be washing her clothes in dark water. Remember that?
Those little punks.
That style from the early 2000s. It's the Army Fatigues t-shirt and baggy pants. I guess maybe that's still a style now, right? Army Fatigues.
What do you mean? Like camo pants?
Yeah.
Camo pants have never gone out of style.
No, the shirts.
What?
No, you're not even paying.
A white t-shirt?
Bunny's acting like, I like this movie. It's great. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I wasn't paying attention to that punk.
Well.
Because I was looking up the filming location.
Can you like the movie when you don't even know what's going on?
I don't care about some twiggy little punk. Oh, what do you know? There's the Hello Kitty backpack in the trash. Haters. They lied to a little girl and crushed her dreams.
Yep.
Typical men.
She's got to learn. That's what. Look at.
Oh, the little girl's name was Natasha. On the backpack.
See, now mom's going to lie because she is like, she knows that family's
dead. She
could
have given her the doll at least.
No, because she knows something's up.
And we got brown water again. It's looking like Michael's bathroom.
You wish. Bonnie actually hates this movie. She just wanted to watch it so that she could just make a bunch of bathroom jokes. She's like, dark water. The movie's actually really boring
and slow.
It really
reminds me of using Michael's bathroom, honestly. It's bringing me back.
It's what you do in the bathroom.
It's what's already in there, Michael. Uh-oh. Is there a body in there, Michael? Michael, is there a body in the washing machine?
Who knows, Bonnie? You would. You've seen this movie. You love it so much. Ew. It looks like.
Is that a foot? Something's afoot, Michael. It's
dude,
a body.
She already. You're done. That's it. You're done for this. I'm going to cancel this episode. I don't understand. Okay. Now she's seeing a little girl scream. It's because she fell asleep.
Damn, this building has a lot of problems.
So this guy keeps blaming Stephen Billy. She's going to confront him about the kid. Why did she confront him about? She asked him like who the kid was, but didn't ask why he threw the bag out. I guess he threw it out because...
Well, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe it was the other guy. The other night guy.
Maybe. She's going to see something in a mirror. Maybe it's the migraines. She's a drug addict. Uh-oh. They keep doing that thing with the mirror, and you just know that something...
Michael's skilled.
I just don't understand why it's got to take over an hour for it to get to this point. We have an hour-long build, and then, you know... Basically, these movies are like 20 minutes long. You know, where it's like, it spends all this time building it up.
Where's her daughter?
School. I mean, she has a migraine. She had to black out the windows. Now she's all fucked up and high on drugs. She's going to take a little nap. She's going to have another nightmare. So I'm assuming that they're going to find the dead bodies in the water tank.
It's a terrible patch job.
Yeah, well.
It looks like what my fucking maintenance people did to my
That's
ceiling.
What rent-controlled buildings do.
And it's leaking again.
This looks
it's another
like,
rainy day.
It's like some sort of like fucking... What is it? Like post-apocalyptic, futuristic, like commune.
Michael likes meatballs. Yeah.
Apparently in Sweden, IKEA is like a place where everyone just like hangs out and go. They'll like
and
go
gobbles
to...
gobbles balls.
They go to IKEA to eat. Like it's a place.
Gobbles the meatballs.
Oh.
Oh my.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound real.
Wait, why does it sound?
Uh-oh. Now our daughter's singing the same song as that creepy kid.
It's a dream, that's why. Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Is that why did she
That's a dead girl.
That was creepy. That was a creepy looking face. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh God, the brown water is dripping on her face.
Oh, that
girl,
I
you need to move
like
that bed
at
Ew.
All.
Sick.
Ugh.
The hole's back.
Ugh.
Gross. Time to burn the apartment down. Ew, ew, ew.
Ugh. The kid's gonna jump out and scare her. See, I told you it was a dream. How nice would that be to just like have one day where it's just like you sleep for 24 straight hours?
Why would you want to sleep for 24 hours?
Because I've been sleeping good, Bonnie. It would be nice to just have like one good fucking night of sleep and you wake up and your whole body just goes, ah.
Are you talking? Isn't your doctor helping you with that?
No doctor's helping me with any of that shit. Doctors are fucking useless. I'm done with them. I've had it with doctors. Right, Charles? Doctors are full of shit. And so she's going to meet this lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
It sounds like the truth because she she was just asleep for 24 hours because she takes pills. It's weird that the imaginary friend that she's developed is also the name of a missing girl.
Did she actually say what the girl's name was?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a slow burn.
Damn hooligan kids. Get out of here.
They're teenagers in New York. What do you expect from them? They just leaving. They're just out going to get a slice. Their ma gave them some money for a slice. Slice it up, pizza. So she just basically goes for an overnight with the kid? Weird. It was on 10. She's going to go on the roof.
Oh, God. Don't do it, kid. Don't get on the elevator.
It was just
going to see her friend.
Yep. Is he paying the hooligans to be hooligans?
Oh, shit. Or is she paranoid? He's lighting those kids' cigarettes?
She's a little bit paranoid, remember? He said that she's crazy, so.
I know, but if he's paying them to harass her.
What?
Oh, it's the backpack from the trash.
Uh-oh, and that's when mom gets.
This is going to cause friction. She's telling her she can't play with her friend anymore. I feel like this is a.
This is going to make her look even crazier.
Yeah, but how would that guy even know? I feel like he's too much of a loser to like do any reconnaissance to recruit kids from her building to do anything. You know what I mean?
Right. What she was saying is that they don't live there, that he's just paying them to just
go around. Just to go in there?
Now she's going to be.
Either way, it's not a good look.
It's not. You know, that's how it always goes, right? Like when
anything
like
they can effort, use against you.
Well, in an effort to try to not look crazy, you end up just making yourself look crazier. Right? Isn't that how it always goes? Like,
yeah.
Ooh, she's threatening lawyers.
Yeah, that's crazy to be dealing with that for so long.
Yeah, it's weird. He was surprised by the thing. So now everyone is confused about this backpack sitch. But again, overall, it's just such a slow-moving everything.
Little girl's painting a picture. Where's the dead girl going to be?
Yep, exactly. Where's the imaginary? She looks like a psycho, just like her mommy. The ghost was making her paint. It's so weird because, like, have you heard those, like, theories where, like, little kids, we have the ability to see ghosts and shit? But
yeah,
we're really
open when you're a kid,
right?
Because
you don't know any better.
Your head and tells you that it's stupid,
right,
or wrong,
or that you're not seeing it, and then you just like kind of grow out of it.
But it's like a muscle; you can always like work on it.
Well, but it's like
if you wanted to see things.
But it's like at this point, you know.
Ugh! Again with the brown water.
Would you? Oh God.
Oh shit.
See, now this kid is going to look like a fucking psycho because all the water's running. But if that's the case, then why hasn't somebody just, like, convinced a kid that they're real? You know, like, just why not, you know, experiment on a kid? And just, if they have an imaginary friend, just enable it and just see if, you know, as they get older, like if they actually see it. But the thing is, could you ever prove that they actually see it and they're not absolutely just fucking crazy?
What? You're trying to say a kid is crazy?
No, I'm saying if we do see these things, why not at some point, if there's a kid that starts to see like an imaginary friend that could potentially be ghosts, why not encourage it and don't tell them that it's not there? You know what I mean? Like, enable them so that when they think that they might be seeing, you know, something there, you know, why not put that theory to test? You understand what I'm saying, Bonnie? You look confused.
Why don't you ask your friends with the kids to do that?
Oh my God, it's too late.
What? They're still little.
I don't know. Now mom's going crazy.
Everyone's going crazy. Oh, did her husband pick up her daughter from the school?
So the kid passed out in the bathroom when she went fucking nuts now.
Didn't she go to get her? Where is she? I don't understand. I thought she went to go pick up her daughter.
She did.
But she doesn't have her, so what happened?
Could you imagine if you're like a lawyer and you like get this person and he's like, well, your ex-husband's saying that you're fucking nuts. And she's like, I'm absolutely fucking nuts. No. Holy shit.
God, it looks so gnarly. This guy's a slumlord.
No, I don't know. It's hard to tell, like, what they're trying to sell with this guy.
She was sleeping? Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had a meltdown because, like, the kid, this guy knows too much.
The father probably killed her. Jesus.
Well, that's why it seems like he does know something happened, because, like, why jump to this
conclusion?
This all of a sudden, well, if he killed her.
Look at that flip phone. He's taking his picture. Remember back in the day,
like all those. That's all they were good for, is basically just taking photos from like accidents.
Why can't we have that back with like a good camera? I'd get it. A flip phone with like a decent camera. They need to bring it back. Bring it back.
I wish.
Little baby flip phone.
I wish. I thought about that. I'll just get a fucking
jitterbug.
I know, right? That's what I was saying. Is like as soon as I'm like free and clear of. Like working in the industry and all that other shit, I'm done with smartphones, Bonnie. I'm gonna bring back a house phone, and I'm gonna get a jitterbug. You won't be able to text me, you won't be able to send me nothing. You have to call me, and then I'll go.
I'm calling you. Hello. I don't call anybody.
It's weird, slow moving.
There's a gaping hole in her ceiling.
Yep. So this like. Migraine having crazy lady is gonna help solve the crime. That's what it's all about. This isn't a horror movie. This is a crime drama.
She's chasing wet footprints.
Yep, she's gonna go up to the roof and she's gonna find a body. That's why the hair was in the sink.
Better make sure that door doesn't lock.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
Oh,
it's overflowing.
Yeah, because it collects rainwater. So it's been raining so much, that's how they're going to solve the crime. Uh-oh. She's going to go in there. There's like 40 dead bodies in there.
She's climbing the water tower stairs.
Oh, she's going to fall in and die. Oh, God.
She's opening the hatch. Oh, shit. The little girl fell in.
Don't. Now you're going to fall in. Don't.
She sees her. Oof. Yikes.
But how long has she been dead for? Oh, my God. No, don't fall in, lady. Call 911, dude. I guess the kid's eyes opened for a hot second. It's weird. Okay.
That's creepy.
So somehow this guy is now... arrested for the murder of this kid?
Well, they're not for the murder. I think they're just the questioning him.
Maybe?
He's supposed to be in charge of the building and he's leaving everything unlocked and open.
Yeah.
Fuck. Just like Elisa Lam. Those kids. Hooligan kids. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What? Why is he taking a picture?
Why did he take a picture of her?
That's weird.
The fuck? They're going to move to Jersey City.
It's finally not raining.
Yeah, because she solved the crime. She'd be like, I don't know if you heard, but I'm not fucking crazy. I just solved a murder. The ghost is going to follow him around. Oh, no. It's going to be one of those, like, we're going to reveal there's more dark water, so it's like, it's not the end.
Uh-oh. She's not in the bathroom with her kid in the bathtub?
With water up to her fucking shoulders?
I don't know, Mom.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
The door's closing.
What's happening, Michael?
Michael's their daughter's going to drown, and then she's going to go to jail. Oh, no. That's how she...
Why does that's her how, voice like, sound weird?
That's because that's we're about to find out how the mom forgot about her. This is what we're...
Oh.
But that's a ghost. Black water.
Uh-oh.
Yep. That's how it happened.
Oh, God. That's so creepy.
What the fuck?
Two little kids in the bathtub. Someone's gonna drown. Oh my God. So scary.
Oh, they're talking about how that won't it won't break.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's got to be a dream.
Can't
or something.
Can't she jump
it
over
has to
the
be a
top
dream
of the fucking bathtub? Oh my God, oh my God. This is so intense.
What? It's got to be a dream or something.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Oh. She's lying to a ghost? What the fuck? So she basically said, take me instead of my daughter. And so the whole bathroom is flooded with this disgusting dark water.
Poop water.
And now she's dead. Because she said that she's going to be her mommy forever.
Well, it looks like she's not moving to Jersey City.
Yeah.
But her daughter is.
You want to talk about boatloads of issues? Same shot as before.
And the cops are back. We got another body, Michael.
Done.
No apparent cause of death. She's gonna need therapy.
But.
And lots of it.
I'm still like, what's gonna be the cause of death of the mom? What are they gonna say? Like, because.
They said there was no cause of death.
There is a cause of death. They don't know the cause of death? Is that it? I swear to fucking Christ.
She clearly drowned, Michael. The bathroom was full of water.
You're talking about a movie that just won't fucking end.
3 weeks later.
Like I said, all these movies, it's like this like big hour and a half long buildup for a 10-minute sequence where it's like, wow, this is creepy.
And she's going to see her mom in the window.
Yep.
You want to bet?
Yep. She's going to see her ghost mom. Why would you literally bring your kid back to the place where their mom died and make them move out and drag their own fucking...
Typical dad.
He's like, you gotta put some hair on your chest. Classic dad saying.
He doesn't even wait for her. He's already fucking at the goddamn elevator.
You're just like your fucking mom. What the fuck are you doing, you fucking psycho? Now she's going to come back when she's 18 to rent this place just so she can hang out with her mom. See. Now she's going to think that her... Mom, she's like, her mom kept saying how much she loved her. But clearly she's going to think it's a lie now because she went to go live with, she went to go be a mom to Natasha, her friend, and not her. See?
What do you know? The elevator isn't working again.
Well. Uh-oh. She sees her mom there. Ghost is going to kill the kid.
There's water in the elevator.
It's her mom is going to say goodbye to her one last time. She'd be like, you can always come back here and visit me if you want to. See? Look at that. Called it. Okay, Daddy, let's go. Now she's got a ponytail that her ghost mom gave her. A braid. Oh, my God. Yeah, and she's going to look back up and see her mom waving to her. It'd be like the end of Happy Gilmore where everybody, all the ghosts are above the fucking house waving. Oh my God! It fades to black like 5,000 times. Okay, finally.
Michael hates everything.
Not good.
I liked it.
Now, what did you, what is even there? Like,
I like it,
it took fucking an hour and forever.
I like it. But I really want to see the Japanese version.
I bet it's better.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Weirder.
Maybe. I wonder if
that's what we should do for the faster pace. Do a next couple of these.
Compare and contrast?
The American version and the Japanese version.
Yeah.
Because that was like, again, it's just like so fucking slow. And like, I thought it was going to be more like.
I liked it because it was like building slowly. The movie's almost slower.
It was like, this movie's almost 2 hours long. This should have easily been an hour and a half movie. They could have cut easily some time out of this.
Maybe. But I like it. What do you give it?
I don't know what to do. Like,
I'd say three.
Two. I can't even. Like, again, like the ending was just like, it's over. But wait, there's more. You're like, oh my God, Jesus fucking Christ.
Not yet.
Again, we spent an hour and 30 minutes building up to this. And then like for 15 minutes, they're like, okay.
Now that's like so many movies.
I know, but like it just wasn't that good. Like, at the very end when the scary stuff happened, it was like, it was literally two fucking scenes. This whole movie built up for this two scenes where her daughter's in the bathtub and she's like, huh? And then she's like, well, I'll die first. And then that's it.
That's so sad.
I know, but like, give me a break. Like,
it gives up her life for her daughter.
Too slow.
I like it.
I mean, if anything, judging how her life was, it seems like it's probably the best thing. I mean,
I wouldn't want to have migraines all the time.
Debilitating migraines like that all the time. And like, you are a little kind of crazy.
I mean, she just has some untreated PTSD.
Yeah, well, guess what? Now she's probably in a better place. Now she gets to fucking live the dream.
Who's to say?
You always say dead is better. You always say dead is better.
I mean, it is, but.
See, so there you go.
It is.
All right, Charles, don't look at me like that. You know what means. We're done here.
We're done. Until
next week. We'll watch the Japanese version next
week.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. On that note.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Charlie.